I was sitting in my usual spot at Miller's, an old diner on 9th. The kind of place that never changed, where the coffee tasted like burnt toast and the walls still smelled like cigarette smoke from the 80s. I wasn't thinking about the letter. Not really. It just sat there in my pocket, like a weight pressing against my ribs. Then my phone buzzed. Unknown number. I answered.
Mr. Graves?
A woman's voice said, calm but urgent.
Don't look for it. Let it go.
Click. I stared at the screen. The call already disconnected. The hairs on my neck stood up. Who the hell was she? I hadn't told anyone about the letter. Not yet. Now someone was telling me to stop looking before I'd even started? Evelyn Carter. I went straight to the library, not for books, for answers. It took less than 5 minutes of digging to find her name. Evelyn Carter. A cryptographer, a genius with codes, vanished 4 months ago, declared dead. Official cause? Accidental drowning. But here's the thing. The police never found a body. And then there was her last voicemail. I played it 3 times. The file was easy to find. Too easy. Like someone had left it there on purpose. It was short. Less than 10 seconds.
If anything happens to me, tell them it wasn't an accident.
Click. That was it. No context, no explanation. Just a dead woman whispering from the past, warning me about something I didn't understand. But I understood one thing. Evelyn Carter didn't just disappear. Someone made her disappear. And somehow, that letter, the one sitting in my pocket like a loaded gun, was the first piece of the puzzle. I just didn't know yet whether I was solving a mystery or walking straight into one.
He knows. Trust no one.
Chapter 2. The First Clue. I should have walked away. Maybe if I had, I'd still be sitting at Miller's, drinking coffee that tasted like burnt toast, pretending I had nothing left to chase. But I didn't walk away. Instead, I did what I do best. I started looking. The apartment. Evelyn Carter's apartment had been emptied 2 weeks ago, scrubbed clean by the authorities, by whoever wanted her gone. Still, I found my way in. Call it instinct, call it recklessness, call it the fact that someone had left the damn door unlocked. I stepped inside. The place was hollow, stripped of furniture, dust settling in places where a life once existed. But something felt off. I stood still, listening. That's when I heard it. Tick, tick, tick. A slow, rhythmic sound. It wasn't a clock. It was coming from the walls. I stepped closer, pressing my ear against the plaster. The ticking was faint, buried beneath layers of silence, but it was there. I ran my fingers along the surface, feeling for inconsistencies. And then, click. A panel shifted under my touch. Hidden behind the wall was a small compartment. Inside it, a journal. Evelyn Carter's journal. The message in the pages. I flipped through it, skimming entries, doodles, calculations, cryptic phrases written in hurried scrawls. Then I found the words that made my blood run cold.
If you're reading this, I'm already dead.
I swallowed hard and kept reading.